Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav, Chapter 6. To recap, Chapter 5, Perek Hey. In Perek Hey, Chapter 5, we studied the consequences of capturing the most important sacred religious object that Bnei Israel possess. The punishment to the Plishtim was akin to the plagues that Hashem sent to the Egyptians when they enslaved Bnei Israel, who were God's most precious possession. The Plishtim thought that capturing the Aron, the Ark, was a huge victory over the God of the Israelites, but they were painfully mistaken. They brought the Aron to their temples as a way of showing their superiority to the God of Israel. It was brought as a spoils of war object, and probably a kind of ceremonial offering in their temples. However, the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, wreaks havoc wherever it is. Hashem is way more powerful than the images they worship. In Ashdod, the idol of Dagon is found prostrate before the Aron, and the next day it was found headless and armless, and the entire city was sickened with a horrendous malady. When they transferred the Aron to the cities of Gat and then Ekron, the people there were sickened as well. In our chapter, in Perek Vav, chapter 6, the Plishtim hatch a plan. They have to rid themselves of this plague-causing Aron, similar to Paro and the Egyptians, who finally want to rid themselves of the Israelites after the 10 harrowing plagues diminished the Egyptian nation, people, and empire. After 7 months, they decide to return the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, with gifts, just like the Egyptians sent Bnei Israel with gifts. The Plishtim agree that they should learn their lesson from Egypt and not hold out, because if they do, they will be decimated like Egypt. So far, they've only had one plague. Imagine having 10. They decide to send a wagon led by cows that just gave birth. If the cows do not stray and try to return home to their newborn calves and go straight to Israel, it is a sign that the God of Israel is responsible for their suffering. And if not, then it was a happenstance, a mikre, but they had to get rid of this Aron anyway. Needless to say, the cows go straight to the city of Beit Shemesh, to Israelite territory, and don't veer left or right. When the Aron comes to Beit Shemesh, it is a big happening. The Aron was captured and in the hands of the Plishtim for 7 months, and now, miraculously, it arrives in their city. However, the reason it was captured during the war was because Bnei Israel's cavalier attitude towards the Aron during the war, because they brought it as a magic box, an object to the battlefield to rally the troops and scare the enemy during battle. They did not give it the proper respect that it deserved. So we have to watch very carefully. What is the attitude of the citizens of Beit Shemesh when they perceive and see the Aron return to them? We're now doing Psukim Yud Gimel to Kaf Aleph, 13 to 21. Ubeit Shemesh kotzrim k'tzir chitim ba'emek, vayis'u et einehem, vayir'u et ha'aron, vayismechu lirot. When the people of Beit Shemesh are reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, they look up and they see the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark, and they are so happy to see it. The wagon, Ha'agala, ba el Zde Yehoshua Beit HaShimshi, v'ta'amod sham, v'sham even gdola, v'yivak'u et atzei Ha'agala, v'et ha'parot ha'elu ola l'Hashem. The wagon comes to the field of Yehoshua from Beit Shemesh, and it rests there. And there happens to be a big stone, a big rock, and they chop the wagon up because it's made of wood, and then they sacrifice the cows that were pulling the wagon. The halvim horidu et aron Hashem ve'et ha'argaz asher ito asher bo klei zahav v'yasimu al ha'even ha'gdola v'anshei Beit Shemesh ha'elu olot v'yizbechu zvachim b'yom ahu la Hashem. The Levim take down the Aron Brit Hashem and the box with the gifts, and they put it also on this big rock. And Beit Shemesh, the people of Beit Shemesh, are bringing sacrifices, and they are gathered together. Vayach ba'anshei Beit Shemesh ki ra'u ba'aron Hashem. Vayach ba'am 70 ish, 50 elef ish, vayitablu ha'am ki hika Hashem ba'am makah gdola. However, what happens? Anshei Beit Shemesh are struck down because they looked in the Aron of Hashem. They looked in the Ark of the Covenant. And 70 people were killed and 50,000 people were killed. And everybody is mourning because Hashem struck down so many people. If we look at the words, it says 70 people and 50,000 people. Not and, excuse me. 70 people, 50,000 people. That's important because we're going to make a comment about it later. Vayomru anshei Beit Shemesh. So the people of Beit Shemesh respond, I don't get it. We are sacrificing. We're looking at the Aron Brit Hashem. We had our Levim bring the sacrifices and take down the Aron Brit Hashem. They don't understand. No one can be with this Aron Brit Hashem. Mi yuchal la'amod lifnei Hashem ha'elokim ha'kadosh hazeh ve'el mi ya'alem me'aleinu. So the people of Beit Shemesh say, oh, we can't stand in attendance. We can't be in the presence before Hashem, this holy Hashem. So where can we bring this Aron Brit Hashem? Where can we send it to? Vayishlachu malachim el yoshvei kiryat ya'arim le'mor. Hashevu plishtim et Aron Hashem, redu ha'alu oto aleichem. So they send messengers to Kiryat Ya'arim, say, the plishtim return the Aron Brit Hashem. Come down and take it to you, because we, right, can't survive with it. So interesting, a kind of a similar scenario, what happens in the cities of the plishtim, that each one has to send it to the next. So what is really going on here? What is the message of this perek? The people of Beit Shemesh were so happy when the Aron returned to the property of Yoshua of Beit Shemesh. They sacrificed the cows. They have the Levim take out the Aron and all its gifts and the attendant box. Bnei Israel looked at the box and at the Aron Brit Hashem. And it says 50,000, 70 people, 50,000 people were slain. But why are they punished? They should be celebrated for their positive attitude towards the Aron. But we are not just singularly concerned about their excitement regarding the Aron's return. We are also apprehensive about their reverence. The Aron was always hidden in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, only went in once a year to pray for Bnei Israel in the Kodesh Kodashim, in the Holy of Holies, and was only once a year in the presence of the Aron Brit Hashem. Only Kohanim, only priests, not Levites, could carry it on their shoulders, and only using poles through loops, never touching it directly when they traveled in the Midbar, in the desert. It was not moved for hundreds of years when it was in Shiloh. When they took it out to rally the crowd in battle, it was a desecration of the holiness of the Aron. Now they have a chance to atone for that disrespectful attitude. There is always a fine line in religious attitudes, in religious observance, and in all relationships between fear and love, between being too cavalier and casual and showing the right level of respect. That fine line, that harmony is very hard to get. Number one, the Levites should not have handled the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant. We see the same issue when David later brings the Aron to Yerushalayim in the early days of his kingship. They celebrate, but have Levites touch the Aron, touch the Ark, because they do not have enough respect in their initial procession to Yerushalayim. And someone dies. The Levites should not have touched the Aron here. The people should not have looked at the Aron. The Malbim explains that the word ra'u here, vayir'u, ba'aron, doesn't mean they just glanced at it. They were staring at it without the proper reverence. The simple explanation, the Peshat, says that 50,070 people were killed. That's a huge number for one city. Rashi quotes the word of the Midrash stating that only 70 people were killed, the leaders, who were like the Sanhedrin, the high court. Malbim explains that the whole area's population was 50,000, and of them, only 70 died. The people who died were the leaders because they should have known better. They died because they did not set a good example for the rest of the population. Beit Shemesh is so traumatized by this celebratory event that turned into a tragedy that they send messengers to the city of Kiryat Yearim and said, please take the Aron. We cannot handle it. As a consequence, do Bnei Israel turn away from Hashem after this momentous event? Do they say, oh, we can't be in the presence of Hashem because he's too awesome? Let's see the consequences in the next chapter, in chapter 7, in Perek Zion. To sum up, after 7 months, Plishtim decide to return the Aron with gifts, like the Egyptians sent Bnei Israel with gifts. They send a wagon led by cows, and if the cows do not stray to go back home to their newborns, and go straight to Bnei Israel, it's a sign that the God of Israel is responsible for their suffering. And if not, then it was happenstance, mikre. Needless to say, the cows go straight and don't veer left or right. The people of Beit Shemesh are so happy when the Aron returns that they sacrifice the cows, they have the Levim take out the Aron and all the gifts. And Bnei Israel looked at the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, and then it says that 50,070 people were slain. Malbin explains that the whole area's population was 50,000, and of them, only 70 died, because the leaders should have known better. And it was the leaders who died, because they did not set a good example for the rest of the population. They should have had more reverence for the Aron Brit Hashem, for the Ark of the Covenant. Disrespect for the Aron was the reason for its capture in the first place. Beit Shemesh is traumatized by this celebratory event that turned into a tragedy, and they send messengers to the city of Kiryat Yearim and tell them, please, can you take the Aron Brit Hashem? Is this a turning point for Bnei Israel that they turn away from Hashem? Let's see what transpires. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Frida, Bat Moshe Eliyahu.